Here is a look at your KLAM news for this Saturday morning. Members of the Wasmer Post No. 241 American Legion of Lamars will participate in the annual Reefs Across America celebration scheduled for this morning. More than 1,400 locations nationwide will be placing reefs at veteran soldiers and sailors' graves, or as in the case of Lamars, reefs will be placed at a veteran's memorial. The American Legion will place 7 different reefs, one for each branch of the military, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and Coast Guard, plus a reef for the POWs and MIAs and the Merchant Marines. Past Post Commander Wayne Shipper says this marks the 6th year that Lamars has participated in the Reefs Across America program.
So this year now we have over 1,000 locations throughout the 50 states that will be participating in this program. It got started to remember the fallen, to honor those who serve, and to teach our children the value of freedom. And so that's what those reefs are placed for.
The Lamars program will take place at the Plymouth County Veterans Memorial this morning, beginning at 11 a.m. The Plymouth County Historical Museum will hold its Christmas open house scheduled for this Sunday afternoon. The event had to be rescheduled due to the winter storm that hit northwest Iowa on December 1st and 2nd. Museum Administrator Judy Bowman says that the open house will feature a recital of piano students playing various musical selections.
We have wonderful weather coming for the weekend, so it should be a go. We have the piano students of Inez Hogelveen, who will be playing different numbers for about an hour in the study hall where the nativities are. And then after that, we will have our refreshments, and those will be served upstairs also. We have approximately 400 nativities and 115 villages to look at.
Bowman says that the nativity displays have been a popular attraction at the museum during the last few years. She says that exhibit has expanded and is different from past years.
This is our 9th annual, and so we're not sure what we're going to do next year, but the ones who chair this, and that varies sometimes, this year it was Jim and Mary Rolfe for the 2nd year, and their associate is Julie Leverton. And they always try to make it different every year. So if you think you've already seen it, come anyway, because it's all different from last year.
2 years ago, local priest Father Paul Isley donated his collection of nativity scenes to the museum, greatly expanding the number of nativities.
Father Isley's, we call it Father Isley's room. It's just a little room adjacent to the study hall. And this is our 2nd year for having his collection in that room. And then we also have the villages that were given to us by Jim and Kay Peters. So we have quite a collection in that room.
In addition to the Christmas theme exhibits, Bowman suggests people take the time to visit all the floors of the Plymouth County Historical Museum. She says John Schneider will open the Floyd Valley Model Railroad display found in the museum's basement. Bowman says that holiday refreshments will be served at the museum's open house. The Iowa Soybean Association has given a local agronomist its highest honor. Joel DeYoung of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Field Agronomist and Crop Specialist was awarded the Friend of the Iowa Soybean Farmer Award, sponsored by Cargill at the Iowa Soybean Association's annual awards banquet in Ankeny. As the Iowa State University Field Agronomist for Northwest Iowa, DeYoung has over 35 years of experience working closely with farmers on integrated management of pest populations, crop management issues, and nutrient and manure management planning. DeYoung currently provides information to producers on proper nutrient and pest management practices and oversees annual pesticide applicator continuing education sessions. He also authors a monthly newsletter on timely topics for farmers in Northwest Iowa. DeYoung served on the Iowa Soybean Association's Research Advisory Council for several years and now serves on the Iowa State University Northwest Iowa Experimental Association. Partnering with Siouxland Agriculture in the Classroom, DeYoung helps organize a consumer engagement event in Plymouth and Woodbury counties. The Dine at the County Line event invites consumers to sit down with farmers for a meal and have conversation about agriculture. Their goal is to bring food and agriculture science to teachers, health professionals, and others. He included Iowa Soybean Association as a participant at one of those conversation stations at that event. DeYoung is also a member of the Lamar's Chamber of Commerce Agriculture Committee and has been instrumental in the agricultural education efforts of Around the Farm in the Barn inside the famous Tonsfeld Round Barn during the Plymouth County Fair. Now, the Iowa Supreme Court says that a home improvement store has to pay state sales tax for labor on some items purchased for homes. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The Department of Revenue determined that the Lowe's stores in the state should have been charging sales taxes on the labor to install things like windows, faucets, toilets, dishwashers, and ceiling fans. Lowe's said the labor done by its independent contractors for those items fell under a tax exemption for new construction, expansion, or remodeling. But the Revenue Department says installations did not involve any structural changes and were not exempt. The Supreme Court ruled the installation of vanity tops, windows, and doors involved carpentry alone, and they should be exempt. But the court said other installations still fall under the sales tax and sent the issue back to the district court to decide the final amount. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.
The Revenue Department originally sought around $1.8 million in taxes and interest. Lowe's worked with the department, and the amount still outstanding was nearly $250,000. The district court will now determine how much of that amount is still due. A spokeswoman for an Iowa college says that the school welcomes a student group's request to withdraw a union petition filed with the National Labor Relations Board. Grinnell College spokeswoman Deborah Lukart said in a statement Friday that the school's concern has always been about how the expansion of the student union could affect Grinnell's distinctive culture and diminish education opportunities for the students. Lukart says that Grinnell wouldn't oppose the student's request, which will be decided by a regional official with the board. Grinnell student Corey McCartan, who helped organize the Union of Grinnell Student Dining Workers and sought to expand it to more student workers, says that the group asked to withdraw its petition on Thursday in the face of opposition from college administrators. The students feared that board members would agree with administrators that an earlier decision approving the union was incorrect and a ruling would limit student unions at other colleges. That's a look at your news for this Saturday morning here on KLEM.